Ah, greetings, my friend. We are all interested in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives, whether we want to or not.
Ooh, I'm scared.
Your butt!
It's Halloween once more.
Oh, I'm Kappa.
Where are you, Drac?
Oh. Oh.
Scary rattling change.
I'm so scared.
Oh.
Squeaky doors.
I'm rattling and I'm screaming.
And ghastly screams. Final Cobwebs is a truly haunting experience.
Arrgh.
I'm so scared.
Ooh.
Squeaky doors.
I'm rattling and I'm screaming.
I'm ghastly screams.
Arrgh.
I don't know, after that scary intro, I don't know if it's safe to talk yet. Oh, Frank and Barry.
What?
This is Count Cuckoo.
I'm gonna have a sore vocal cords after the show.
We are back after another year of no Halloweenies, and now we have Halloween pumpkins back on everybody's front porches to greet us once again. 5 years of doing this crap. Her friends died.
Correction. Dracula supporting George Bush died.
Oh!
2 years. We skipped last year. We didn't come out of our cramps.
Well, I have a plan. I have a plan there, Frankie. We're going to play some new tunes as well as some of the ones that we will standbys. We keep leaning back, you know. Good stuff to best.
Same old stuff.
Yeah, same old crap.
Drac.
Yes.
Tighten the bolts in my neck traditionally.
Oh, very well.
Tighten.
In a traditional manner, here I go. Creak!
Oh.
Creak!
Oh, yeah.
And double creak.
Oh, it's so
good. It should hurt so good. I do it so well.
Oh, one's tighter than the other.
Ghostly Sounds on Vinyl Cobwebs number 206 for Halloween 2004. Enjoy.
206.
Yeah, 206, okay. Well, let's get this thing on the road there. You know, all the mist floating around the tombstone zone, okay?
Oh, I hit my head.
Oof.
Oh, I hit my head again.
You clumsy oaf.
Ah, the laboratory where frightful experiments are conducted.
The castle's been gloomy every night. Count Dracula's been keeping out of sight. He's been away a long, long time.
I had to make a record with a friend of mine.
Jack, Jack!
Castle's really jumping every night.
Ooh, Jack.
They're doing the drag with Drac.
He doors and chains and he's doing it right. The coffins are open and left in the ground.
Jack.
Now is the time to really shake them down.
Zombies and werewolves are having a ball.
It's mashed potato time.
Drac looking for his wife all over the hall.
Vampira, where are you?
Well, Vampira's getting up and she's raring to go.
But first I'm thirsty, make mine tight cold.
Oh, there you are, my darling. So nice to see you again.
Oh, my dear, we've all missed you so. But tell me, where is your friend the monster? Wasn't he supposed to come too?
Ah, yes. But he has become a big record star. And tonight, he's going to appear on the Jackie Gleason Show.
Everybody's up and they're starting to run. Cause they can't get caught by the sun.
Good night, my friend. Darling, what is the number of your private line? It's Creekwood 45789.
You can call me up and have a day, video time.
You know, darling, I like this vocal group. They sing from the juggler vein.
I'm so glad you enjoyed them, my darling.
But I am hungry and got anything to eat.
Oh, my dear, have a heart.
I think I will.
My dear, you look all prepared. Won't you get some rest?
Yes, I haven't had a good day's rest in weeks.
Come, my dear.
Good night, my friend.
Or is it the man that made me? Or had evil in his mind to create the awful thing that lies here? Lies waiting to get free and to kill you.
This is the wrong speed.
Hit you on the head.
Oh.
Why does my Frankenstein sound different this year?
An unfortunate victim befell his fate just recently here on Final Cup. Did you hear that?
Oh. It's not working.
Oh, you
shit.
Not working? Not working. Okay, well.
Don't like this Halloween special. Want to quit right now.
It does stink rather smellingly.
Oh, yeah.
I was just playing a disc called The Frankenstein Monster Talks. He didn't sound like anything like you.
Oh, I sound like I do.
Yes. Okay, well, we just played the drags back. I am back. That's Billy DeMarco. Thank you, Billy. I love it when they sing songs about me. It seems like more people sing songs about yours truly, Count Dracula, than they do about Frankenstein. Do you know any Frankenstein records?
Yeah, I do. I'll play one right now. You want to hear?
Yeah, it's about time we play the Frankenstein sound.
There it is, Frankenstein rock.
Okay, play it.
Eddie Thomas, 1 minute, 50 seconds of dead body parts. Song about me.
Just where to take you when we see a show. The horror picture movie is the place to go. You wrap your arms around me when the show begins, because it scares you right out of your bobby pins. We do the Frankenstein rock. We do the Frankenstein rock. Oh, you quiver and you shiver and you shake it with fright. It's the only time I ever get to hold you tight. Old Frankie's so tremendous, he's got stitches in his head. He meets a teenage werewolf and forgets he's dead. They call the zombies over and they have a ball. Then Dracula returns and he scares them all. We do the Frankenstein rock. We do the Frankenstein rock. But they come. And then a crazy scientist flips his lid. Decides to blow the world up with a mixed up kid. The universe collapses on the world we've known. And you're so scared you let me kiss you all the way home. We do the Frankenstein rock. It's the only time I ever get to hold you tight. We do the Frankenstein rock. 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 Oh, the Frankenstein rock.
Oh, Frankie, you seem to be a little bit upset. Why? Why?
Because that's the only song I can find in my Franken satchel.
How unfortunate.
That
has Frankenstein in it.
How unfortunate, but maybe we can find another one before the show is over.
My creature didn't give me bangs.
What are you talking about?
You have bangs, Drac.
Oh, yes, my new beetle bangs. She loves you, yeah.
You bang boy.
Everyone loves me, yeah.
Long hair hippie, Drac.
Yes, in 5 years, I will look like John Lennon in 69 when he married Yoko.
And we will... All we are saying is give me some pieces of raw meat or something.
All we are saying is give creeps a chance.
There's some room here, you fruitcake.
Yes, I will be wearing John Lennon glasses 5 years from now. We will have to part because of Yoko.
It's Halloween.
What? Halloween, Yoko, where are you? Maybe she'll be, I'll call her Coco. How lame.
My head is so flat. You can set a drink on it.
Very funny.
Where did our music go?
Where have I heard that joke before, Frankenstein?
On the last show?
Well, I have a plan.
Okay. Email us in these dungeons of death. What's our email address? I'm so out of it.
Dungeons of Death.
VinylCobwebs@hotmail.com. Arrgh, fruits and berries.
Fruits and berries indeed.
Look, I can scare you with just one evil look. Creature.
How creepy. How frightening. How ghastly. I can't wait till these beetle bangs. I can't wait till these beetle bangs are long enough to hide my view of you.
I hide you in Iron Maiden. Close the door.
Oh no, don't.
Oh wait a minute. That's where you like. You like to sleep in a coffin.
That's right.
This show stinks.
It really does stink. Frankenstein's monster talks. I return.
Why is it always about you? It's always me.
Because I have the ego the size of the planet Earth. How lame. Let's play a record before our lameness drowns us in obscurity.
Halloween 206. Okay, bye. Hi, yep. Miss. Just go! Okay.
I'll play a tune! I'll play the dummy doll tune! How about that?
Okay.
I'm putting it on the turntable, even as we speak.
Oh, you can do it live?
Yes, live.
Yeah, put it on live. Put it on phono, phono, phono.
On phono, we gotta.
Hurry!
I gotta put it on phono and then turn it down because it has loud grooves! How creepy! How frightening! How ghastly!
Turn it off. Very scary.
The foot bone's connected to the knee bone. The knee bone's connected to the thigh bone. The thigh bone's connected to the hip bone. The hip bone's connected to the backbone. Dummy doll! Gonna build a dummy doll, put together with some glue. Get more lovin' from the doll than I ever got from you. Dummy doll! The arms are dissected from the armchair. The legs are dissected from the table. The neck is dissected from the bottle. The hair is dissected from the rag pot. Dummy doll! Gonna build a dummy doll, put together with some glue. Get more lovin' from that jaw than I ever got from you. Dummy doll! The backbone's connected to the side bone. The side bone's connected to the low bone. The low bone's connected to the high bone. Dummy doll. Dummy doll. Gonna build a dummy doll. Legs and bones and human hairs. Legs from tables, arms from chairs. Put in two potato eyes. They won't look at other guys. Make it look a lot like you. But at least I'll know she's true. Gonna build a dummy doll. Put together with some glue. Get more loving from the doll than I ever got from you.
creepy! How frightening! How ghastly!
Ah, dummy doll!
That's my friend John Circulizo.
The cool ghoul! I got something by him later in the show.
He is a cool ghoul. I was on the Cameo Parkway Philadelphia label, you know.
People in Philadelphia are scary.
Is he still alive?
Yes.
Oh, he hasn't dead yet. He's pretty old. Born in 1918. Muchos años antes in Spanish.
That would make him 86.
Ooh, I'm a scary ghost. I'm Casper Ghost. Casper died and it became a ghost ghost.
You're not a scary ghost. Listen to that scary music behind us.
But I'm a friendly ghost. I don't want to be scary.
We're gonna go back to Memphis, Tennessee, and play the B-side of that Savard record I bought. He was one of those Dracula guys that hosted scary movies every Friday night on your local TV channel. We're going to play the other side of that Barry's Rock and Roll record. It's Dicky Dracula. Some tells me it's a Dracula's takeoff. Why don't you put it on, Drac? You get the pleasure.
Oh, let's put it on. Every city in all across USA had their own scary host on late night TV. What was his name in your town?
This is the one that Elvis would have watched if he stayed in Tennessee. Well, he did. He lived there. He could have watched this in Graceland, in his jungle room.
You want the Dicky Dracula first?
Yeah.
Oh, another song about me.
They're all about you. I tell you, you're an egomaniac.
I am a first degree black belt and an egomaniac.
To whom it may concern, there is no escape. My enemy has caught up with me. Listen, do you hear that? Dicky Dracula, singing idol of millions. We were in the same class at school, Dicky and I. He was the one who lifted the teacher's wig. It was only a cover-up. He was the one who told my ghoul friend my teeth were not my own. She almost believed him until I bit her on the elbow. We worked together on our first job. I shall never forget those days with the real estate firm Haunted Homes Incorporated. Suddenly, Dicky Dracula began to sing. Fans everywhere began to buy his record. He rose to fame and fortune. And I, left only to appear at an occasional Halloween party or to frighten people in cemeteries. It was a matter of grave concern. Then I hit upon a plan. I invited my friend Dicky to visit me. We'll watch the late show on television and have a friendly chat about old times. Dicky came. We watched television and we talked about old times. Then I invited him to visit my den. My plan was this. When he entered the room, I would slam the door and leave him there in the darkness. 48 loudspeakers would then be turned on automatically, at full volume, playing his records over and over again. And he wouldn't be able to turn them off. Ah, what a surprise for Dicky Dracula, singing idol of millions of teenagers. But, as we entered, he became suspicious. He turned quickly and pushed me into the room and slammed the door, laughing. Suddenly, the loudspeakers came on at full volume, 48 of them, and I can't turn them off. Listen. Dicky Dracula singing idol of millions, and I can't turn him off. Oh, what a horrible end this is.
You are a bold and courageous person, afraid of nothing. High on a hilltop near your home, there stands a dilapidated old mansion. Some say the place is haunted, but you don't believe in such myths. One dark and stormy night, a light appears in the topmost window in the tower of the old house. You decide to investigate, and you never return.
Ah!
And you know that house up at the end of the road that nobody goes near? Well, let me tell you why they don't. Well, in the haunted house at the top of the hill, the spooks give around to test their skill. That stroke of 12 every night seems to such a frightful sight. Stay away when the ghosts and the goblins play, when the hands of the clocks pull out midnight. Better get in out of sight. Well, the ghosts and the witches and the devil too are in there mixing up a brew. And if a man should venture near, his soul inside would disappear. Your soul and mine is in their brew. The fate of the witch we had no clue. All we do is hope and pray we'll be here another day. Stay away when the ghosts and the goblins play, when the hands of the clocks pull out midnight. Better get in out of sight. Well, a footloose life I did lead, my soul is filled with selfish greed. Thus my soul has found this plight, the devil's judging yours tonight. Oh, brother, hear me when I say you'd better live right every day, cause someday it will be your turn, and if you don't, your soul will burn. Stay away when the ghosts and the goblins play, when the hands of the clocks pull out midnight. Better get in out of sight.
Yes! Haunted sounds on Final Cobwebs. That is, well, none other than Chris Kevin, the haunted house on a Colt 45 label. Now quit screaming, you would irritate me. I want to suck your blood, but I can't right now because I have to host the show. Meantime, we have a new Halloween flatter of 45 RPM from Chicago, Illinois. It is on the IRC label, International Something Other, with a little Earth globe on there. Out of Chicago, it's... who is it? Oh, it's Barry. Just a moment, I must unbury the thing. Bela Lugosi, that is who. I guess he is a Jewish... Dracula. Oh, let's play it right now. He's doing a spoof of Walter Brennan. Oh, scary sounds. We'll play the other side in a moment. Something called Old Bones. How crazy! How frightening! How ghastly!
Why do I love you? I love for your empty, glaring eyes, for the touch of your icy cold lips. I love the way you hold me by my throat, the way you bite me on my neck. That is why I love you. I remember the first night we met. It was at the Transylvania Twist Party. You looked so beautiful. Your brand new coat. And darling, you were the death of that party. I knew it was hate at first sight. And your deadly smile made this stake in my heart go bitter, better, bitter, better. And when our friends locked in a cold embrace, I knew then, darling, that you were the only room for me. Darling, till life do us part, we'll walk wing and wing down the caverns in our castle. And this, my darling vampire, is why I love you.
Make sure my mic is Somebody's at Dracula's door. I don't think I will let humans in. Yes, that was a good tune. Bela Lugosi.
Master, where did my master go?
Oh, you mean Frankenstein?
No, you, my master.
I'm your master.
You're Dracula.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I need some bugs and a piece of bread. And I'll make a bug sandwich, master. I'm sorry.
Igor.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That does not sound very cuisinistic.
Cuisinistic?
Cuisinistic.
Why did you move your coffin to the church on the south side?
Because I have a plan there, you know?
Was I supposed to reveal that crucial information? Say keepo, master. Say keepo.
You have to go to my website first, and then I will say keepo.
What's your website, master?
Well, it reveals my plan, you see. So you can go to my website. It's at www.BelaLagoldsteinDracula.
Bela Goldstein, master?
Si, senor.
Si, senor, www.com?
Yes, si, si.
Okay, now we can listen to my other master, the cool ghoul, with Ode to Gladys Parbalips.
Oh, you don't want to listen to that guy. I'm much cooler.
It is.
I'm so much better.
Cobwebs, 2-6, master.
Okay, very well.
How creepy! How frightening! How ghastly!
Listen now to a story of unrequited love. The cuckoo describes the sad circumstances of the loss of his high school and college sweetheart in the Ode to Gladys Purplelips.
Gladys, you better be careful. Don't start to fall apart. Take this silver spike I'm sending, but don't keep it near your heart. We were happy one time. We'd meet at the Union for lunchtime. When you'd order that zombie, groovy chills would run all through me.
Affection of your thousands of faithful viewers.
I do, my friend!
Yes.
You know, I think you're right, my friend. To heck with Gladys! She was a bummer anyway!
Oh,
young on fire again, stinking like the road, full of rotten teeth. Pulled down the shade, shut off the clock. They could only move their heads and hands. In stale sheets of starlight moon, they came with smiles and left in tears. Worshippers of Satan will be there. Devils pass around cups of foam and skulls, while violins softly sing. Floating north past glass steeple, shining among the weeds of the marble shore. Nothing out there except space. Outside consciousness, the universe itself is unafraid. When a love song has gone wrong, where does a sad girl go? Where does a sad girl go when her love song is over? We're playing with the world.
Too scary for my taste. St. John Green, Pookie album, I don't know if I like. It's One Room Cemetery, written by Kay Fowley. Oh, I don't know who that is. St. John Green on a flick disc record label. It's so spooky. I want to play something happy now. Thank you, Esper. Yes, but the fiendish ghost needs friendly, happy music.
When I asked my baby for a date, she said she'd rather stay at home. Said my cold kisses give her chills, but the spooky movies always give her thrills. My baby loves the spooky movies. My baby loves the spooky movies. My baby loves the spooky movies. Bow, 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 bow. She said if I look like a King Kong, a big and hairy and a mean and strong, I might have a chance to compete with a thing she calls the creature from the deep. My baby loves the spooky movies. My baby loves the spooky movies.
kiss all time. She tells me I'm just not her kind. I guess the one for her is Frankenstein. My baby loves the spooky, spooky movies. My baby loves the spooky, spooky movies.
Welcome back to Vinyl Cobwebs 12-6. You had the 2 and the 0 and the 6, and you get 8.
Oh!
What does that mean?
I just ate Count Cas... I mean, Frankenberry. I had a bowl of your favorite cereal.
Flip around like a bat, Drac. You've done it yet. Fly around the room. Ah, you pooped on me. Bad poop.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had to defecate. I'm sorry.
Defecation on Vinyl Cobwebs 12-6.
No, let's correct that.
Of Dracula.
I had to defecate. I made a funny one.
What? Say that again.
I had to defecate.
I don't get it.
I'm going to defecate this next song to you, Frankie.
Oh, dedicate.
It's called Frankenstein's Den.
This is the all defecation part. If you'd like to make a defecation, dial us at 570.
Oh, we're incorrigible.
Incorrigible?
Incorrigible.
The dark side is always there, waiting to enter. Waiting to enter us.
Waiting to enter Frankenstein's Den. On the Ebb Records label, it's the Hollywood Flames. Those buzz guys are back.
Man lives in the sunlit world of what he believes to be reality. What? Unseen by most is an underworld. A dark side.
Very well.
Takes you down. It's 40 floors beneath the ground. It's like a sin in there. Oxygen is dead in there.
Has already died. The other was never born. Both exist in a world between life and death. Both long to be human. Neither can ever be. Dracula versus Frankenstein. 10 dead men's bodies were used to fashion Dr. Frankenstein's infamous creature. Tens of dozens of victims have kept Count Dracula alive for 3 centuries. Only one of these beings will survive their meeting. Dracula versus Frankenstein.
Brand new thrills, brand new horror, brand new shock.
Dracula versus Frankenstein in color, rated GP.
One, two. Oh, Dracula, do you feel like versing me right now?
Button your shoe.
I don't feel like doing anything.
Three, four. Lock the door. Five, six. Grab your crucifix. Seven, eight. Vinyl cobwebs really stinks. Nine, ten. Never listen to it again.
That's a good one there, Frankie. I was waiting for you to do one that sounded really lame, but they all seem to flow together, the poetry and all that stuff.
Flowed?
I like the one Vinyl Cobweb's lame thing. I love it.
Right.
Because we are. And so is that radio spot, Dracula vs. Frankenstein. It was released by Independent International, and it's right at the very end of all those Frankenstein-type movies, 1971 or 2, very late in the game.
Independent International? Don't you mean American International?
It says Independent here.
Oh, really? Oh,
a New York company.
Oh, you're right.
I bet you nobody went to see that movie. They were saying, how lame, Frankenstein and Dracula movie, it's so 1950.
No doubt.
That's so 2004.
No doubt, more like 2002.
I'm Premium Deluxe. Bye.
What? Oh, Premium Deluxe. He showed his face here. He looks like a beetle, too. That's
what happened to his quaff?
He turned himself into a beetle.
Hey, how about this? Listen. Quaffo. You know, you can better your best. Dracula Deluxe.
I have a plan. I'm going to tell you about scaryguyvideo.com. It is a website where you can get very obscure docudramas about grannies falling downstairs in a very horrific manner, and everything is red. You did? Why? You have got to be kidding, Frankenstein. Well... So they left you all those other ones, like the sex education for. No, what's happening? The microphone.
Is that working now yet?
It's working now.
Did you see Marcus the Carcass outside?
Yes! He looked very frightening, greeting me at your front door there.
It's been raining outside, and his hair is all matted down to his head now.
He looks
frightening.
He looks absolutamente miserable.
Dr. Demento? No, wait a minute, that's a different show.
Okay, well, should we play some more music?
Yeah, more Halloween.
On Vinyl Cobwebs.
That matter. My voice hurts so bad.
I'm going to play something to soothe your throat, and right now we can dance the monster twist.
Six billion years ago, great natural explosions rocked the earth, and a living, breathing thing was born. A week ago last Tuesday, it shuddered, slithered, and made its way from the slimy depths of the Marianas Trench. Does it want to devour Cleveland, Ohio?
No, man.
Does it want to live in Cleveland, Ohio?
Well, it's a nice place to visit, but...
What does it want to do?
It just wants a twist.
Yes, man. Well, so does everybody. What makes you so special?
Well, I got four other heads. That's my own vocal group. I got 14 legs growing out of each hip. I can twist from here to a New Orleans, because I'm fat and I'm slimy and I'm hard to clean. Everybody gotta do the monster twist. Put that brand new dance at the top of your list. Move your 14 legs till you're out of your mind. And then you shimmy and you shake and you bump and grind. Everybody's doing another monster twist. I got an echo chamber built in my head. I use that greasy kid stuff on my scalp. Two up boats and I gobble up planes, and I got 35,000 varicose veins. Everybody gotta do the monster twist. Shake
you let romance fade away. Everybody's doing the Monster 12.
Everyone was doing the Monster Twist. The stock market panicked, and the Dow Jones averages plummeted 87 points in 12 seconds. Veteran observers on Capitol Hill filibustered, and the decision was made to attack. 16,000 B-70s, flamethrowers, missiles, and spitballs bombarded the monster. Yet, nothing could stop the havoc wreaked by his 12th, or two, or twist. But then the government called on its secret weapon.
All right, folks, a one and a two, and everybody's got to do the bubble of bounds, because everybody knows it's what up front that counts.
Oh, no. No, not that. I can't stand it. Help! Help! Take me back to the slime. Anything's better than this. Mother of pearl!
The Phantom of the Cathedral. The Phantom plays his haunting melody of terror, bringing forth all the evil ghosts and horrible demons that lurk in every shadow. They wreak havoc in the old cathedral until the pealing church bells ring an end to his frightening concerto.
I love that creepy, earthy organ there, Frankie. I like it when that guy isn't talking so we can talk over this creepy music. Maybe it'll stay for a while.
Trick or treat.
Oh, look at the...
Cockroaches at your feet.
And rats outside the window. Halloween rats.
You can better your best.
I can better my best.
Just put on a Halloween vest.
Oh,
that was bad. I can't open the door, Ernie.
It's kind of frightening in here. This reminds me of the last time we were in a creepy old haunted house about three or four Halloweens ago.
Ernie, what's that over there?
I don't know. There's somebody playing...
There's a skeleton playing the cathedral organ.
Looks a little bit like Lordy Hacking. Oh, no. Bad taste.
Ernie.
At least they found her body, but they propped her up on the organ.
Go over there, Ernie, and poke her in the eye.
She has no eyes, Bert.
Go over there and poke her in the eye socket.
Oh, dear. I don't know. It's kind of crazy, there.
She's laughing at you, Ernie.
Don't laugh at me. Well, I'm going to laugh at you because you're ugly, creepy, scary-looking
Ernie,
countenance.
On a spooky night, Ernie foolishly takes a shortcut through an old abandoned graveyard. The evil creatures that prowl the night are waiting for Ernie.
I love abandoned graveyards, Bert. Tell me more.
They send the werewolf to slay him. Then the wolfman returns to his cage to await another victim. Night falls, and then a dark lagoon deep in the swamp. A horrible monster washes ashore and prowls the Muppety streets.
A horrible monster!
Destroying all Muppets in his path.
Destroying Muppets everywhere.
A pack of wild Muppets try in vain to catch the swamp creature. But he escapes. After slaying another helpless man-child, the evil beast returns from whence he came.
Whence he came, Bert. I like whence he came. This is so lame. There's always a scary cat somewhere on one of these records.
Ernie and Bert, I eat you.
Get us out of Halloween madness,
Ernie! We're dying.
This is bad. Hello, this is Donovan from Vinyl Cobwebs. I sincerely apologize for the fourth gradedness of that last segment. Premium, would you apologize as well?
I, too, apologize in all my beetle-headed greatness. Yes, that was a very bad moment. We will promise not to do such a thing again.
It's rather, what would the word be?
Childish. It's disheartening.
Immature.
And childish, yes.
And to make up for the childish and immatureness we've shown on this program, courtesy of Vinyl Cobwebs, we'll make up for it within the next 10 seconds. Beat you up Halloween style.
Well, we can't go more than 2 minutes without being fourth graders.
I'll make up for this madness by playing the other side of the old Boris. Bella La
Goldstein record. This time it's
old Boris.
Who is Boris?
Me? Once again, another tune.
Boris Karloff.
Oh, Boris Karloff. That's
that was
right.
Me.
Oh. On the IRC, International Recording Company, Chicago, 51, Illinois, I think it's 1962.
Nobody cares, Andrew.
Let's play it. Old Boris, the tune, here we go.
My voice hurts.
Oh, okay.
I need a Supercrat.
Ricola! Ricola! Ricola!
Here, take this Ricola while I play this record.
I need a Ricola. Look, here's your bride. Come here, Bride of Frankenstein.
Don't I look like a beetle?
Bride of Frankenstein. What you have to say?
You need Prozac.
You need Viagra. You need female Viagra. Make my Bella all sexy.
My cool, old Boris and me. Old Boris was a playful one. He was really something to see. We'd never have tea and board, but we'd always drink blood and free. Now one of these nights, you should come to my castle. No telling what you might see. And there will be the three of us. My cool, old Boris and me. Boris, what's that to your chest, Boris? Boris, take the snake out of your heart. That's a good monster. Now, Boris, he was a faithful soul. He was just like one of the gang. He always worked late in the dungeon, breaking up bars his own bare fangs. Old Boris is still a playful one, as playful as all heck. So we'll never turn your back on him. He may bite you in the neck. Now one of these nights, you should come to my castle. No telling what you might see. And there will be the three of us. My ghoul, old Boris, and me.
Oh, that's a good new Halloween record I've acquired this year in 2004. How creepy, how frightening, how ghastly. Bella La Goldstein once again, old Boris. That's the one that had this sort of a takeoff on the Walter Brennan thing. My mule, old Rivers, and me. That's boring. But this is old Boris. Okay, well anyway, he's a creepy guy. I treasure this record because I've never heard it before, and I think it's extremely rare out of Chicago, Illinois. That's WLS land. I'm sure they played it a few times on the Dick Biondi show, don't you know? Okay, well, anyway, here we go with some more haunted tunes. Right after this massage.
Prisoner of the Iron Mask, an almost unbelievable tale of intrigue and torture. Listen. They're shaping a mask of iron, formed to the face of a man for whom it's intended. He will wear it until his own growing beard will strangle him alive. There is no more terrifying, agonizing torture device this side of hell.
No!
He claws at the iron mask, the madness of thirst, the heat from the sun, the horror of fighting for each breath. The victim will scream for the mercy of a quick death, but death is 7 days away. 7 days. they will seem like 7 centuries. Prisoner of the Iron Mask, a long-lost legend from the Black Ages, comes brutally alive on the motion picture screen. American International Pictures presents Prisoner of the Iron Mask in color and Techniscope.
You're fired!
And now, if I can just work the screws off of your iron mask, I can then expose your head and your neck and suck your blood. No! How lame, but how tasty once I get to my reward. And now another creepy addition to Vinyl Cobwebs. Seance Day. Holy creep.
Dark gray, seance day. Thought we found a game to play. I'll never call it a game again, for fear of who or what I'll offend. Well, who could believe, who could conceive what went on that dark gray seance day? Disbelief, but still afraid. Thunder making the letters first. Drum the words of a witch's curse. But who could believe, who could conceive what went on that dark gray seance day? Talk to one who's passed away. The candle flickered, the moon was sad. The man's hand felt cold and wet. But who could believe, who could conceive what went on that day? What went on that dark gray seance day? Believe me, doctor, when I say we heard the voice of my Lady Jane. As sure as she is dead, I am sane. So who could believe, who could conceive what went on that dark gray seance day? Dark gray seance day.
Oh, a creepy seance day. That's on the Bornwin Records label, Gately and Fitzgerald. I got this. It's distributed by Laurie Records. I got this in Denver, Colorado.
On your scary vacation, Jack. Yes. Tighten the bolts in my neck one more time.
I will tighten those scary
notes.
Here we go. Here we go.
Okay.
Creep. Creep. And, of course, a big, a double kitty.
Yeah, you didn't make the noise.
Oh, that's the noise. A double kitty. Oh, those delightful sounds. How come I didn't make those earlier?
No running up the stairs and breaking my ankle on this episode.
No, none of that stuff. I remember that. That was the little, our mascot caused all that mayhem.
We Dairy Queen that night. In Sandy.
We did? How do you remember such things?
Because my foot hurt.
Oh.
That's why I can't go to that Dairy Queen, Sandy. My big boot foot hurt.
I think I'm going to go back to Denver and suck some Denverian blood.
Okay, I'll stomp out of here and you fly away.
Okay.
Okay.
Are we out of here? Yes, but lame.
You need Prozac. You need Prozac.
You need female Viagra. Oh, wow.
to say.